Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When the defense began its case in the Michael Rossfeld criminal homicide trial, he, the defendant, was the first person on the stand. And I'm curious what the reaction was when he was called.
And that was a surprise to many. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, our own Joe DiStio, KDK radio reporter, on the scene. Joe, good morning.
Yeah, hi guys, good morning. It was a surprise. The prosecution rested just before 12 noon. We took a lunch break. During that time, defense attorney Pat Tomasi had, not unusually or perhaps as expected, made a request to for acquittal, to throw out the charges based on the prosecution testimony. Now, that was rejected. The judge did dismiss second-degree murder charges, but that was not really an option in this case anyway. So he still is open to first-degree murder, third-degree or lesser charges, manslaughter charges, but he still has to tell the jury what they may consider, and we don't know that yet, so whether it'll be one charge or more than one. So we expected defense testimony, and then, lo and behold, even before the jury comes in, the judge calls Rossfeld up, swears him in, and goes to a series of questions about whether he is certain he wants to testify in this case. Rossfeld answered, yes, I want to testify. He asked, are you sure you've paid attention to your lawyer, the advice of your lawyer, but the decision is ultimately yours? And he said, yes, sir. And when the jury was brought in, Michael Rossfeld was the first man up on the stand.
And the key is, he said, quote, as I ordered him to the ground, talking about the driver of the car, the Cruze, that's when both passenger doors opened. I had to quickly turn and look. One of the suspects turned, pointed toward me with what I thought was a handgun. After thinking I thought I saw a handgun pointed at me, I turned and fired three rounds.
Yeah, that's his defense. That's his explanation for what happened. In fact, he said, I don't have to wait to be attacked. He saw a threat under cross-examination. The prosecutor actually made him stand up and physically demonstrate what threat he saw, and he stood with his side to the judge, and the judge would have been Rossfeld in this case, and extended his hand, his whole arm out from the shoulder, pointing toward the judge. So it was a very definite movement. It's not clear that we see that on the videotape, which the jury is going to have a chance to go through. But the difficulty for them is those cell phone videos were taken from some distance. And in the courtroom, as we look at them, it's just hard to tell. We'll see what they can see when they look at it close up.
Joe, one of the things that Michael Rossfeld said in his cross-examination was that he was asked whether or not the teenager was still making that motion, pointing at him as he fired. And he said he couldn't see because his own arms and the gun were blocking his view.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What was he aiming at then?
He described it as aiming at the threat. He even described that he wasn't aiming at one person or another. He couldn't even tell, he said, which of the two suspects, Rose or Zaywan Hester, the other young man in the back of that vehicle, which one of them made that motion. He just saw the motion out of the kind of his peripheral vision because he was aiming. He was initially focused on the jitney driver who was just getting onto the ground. And so, you fired three times. In fact, Dan Fitzsimmons, the prosecutor, said his back was toward you and he was running away. You fired three times. And he said, we're trained to fire until the threat is ended.
Joe, what about the driver? A jitney driver apparently was hijacked, in essence, for this episode. So he said, Rosfeld said he complied, and has he, anyone brought him to the stand or the other passenger?
No. Well, two good questions. The jitney driver, that was a matter of some dispute, too, in a sidebar with the judge before the jury came in anyway, because the defense, Rosfeld's defense, wants to call Mr. Robinson, the jitney driver, to the stand. He's an unwilling. He says that he will claim Fifth Amendment protection in order to not testify. He's already communicated that to the judge, and the judge says he has that right. I'm not going to force him in here just to claim his Fifth Amendment right on the witness stand. Pat Tomasi then said, well, you can grant him immunity. He's not going to be charged with anything anyway. He would have been charged by now. You, judge, can grant him immunity. And the judge took that under advisement, and then he said, looking at the case law, he said, the prosecution has to agree. Mr. Fitzsimmons, would you agree to grant Mr. Robinson immunity? And Fitzsimmons stood up and said, no, sir. Huh. And that was the end of that. So he's not going to testify. Hester has already said that he doesn't want to testify. He's not going to testify in this case. Of course, he's already been convicted for his role. He's going to serve. He's serving jail time. So neither one of them are going to take the stand.
Hey, Joe, real quick, what was the reaction of the families to the testimony by Rosfeld?
Mrs. Rose left the courtroom when he was on the stand.
Really?
She was out, at least as I could tell, for most of that, if not all of it. In fact, I saw her outside. I was coming back a little late from filing some reports, and I got in there, and I see, my gosh, there he is right on the stand. And I passed her as I was moving into the courtroom. She was already outside. She didn't want to hear it. That's the way it is. She's been emotional at various times during this trial. The Rosfeld's family, fairly stoic, very concerned, obviously. He has looked nervous at times, and his performance yesterday, I suppose you'd say mixed. Under questioning from Tomasi, he was pretty strong. Under questioning from the prosecution, he was less strong and seemed confused at times. So we'll see how that plays with the jury.
Day four, and it could be the last day of testimony. We'll see. KDK Radio's Joe DeStillo on the scene. Thank you, Joe.
Good, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.